This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Britain's foreign secretary has said that its halting arms exports to Israel is not a wise path and would only strengthen Hamas. Asked whether the UK would have followed the U.S. in threatening to cut the supply of offensive weapons to Israel, it carried out an attack on Rafah. Foreign Secretary David Cameron said that Britain supplies only a very small amount of Israel's weapons. He says arms sales licenses can be withdrawn if it's judged there's a serious risk of serious international human rights violation. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken delivered some of the Biden administration's strongest public criticism yet of Israel's conduct at the war in Gaza. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
America's top diplomat said in two television interviews on Sunday Israeli tactics have meant, quote, a horrible loss of life of innocent civilians, but have failed to neutralize Hamas leaders and fighters and could drive a lasting insurgency. He underscored the United States believes Israeli forces should, quote, get out of Gaza, but he also said he is waiting to see credible plans from Israel for security and governance in the territory after the war. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
While Russia works to spread out Ukrainian frontline positions, Kyiv recently secured an outpouring of financial material commitment from Western partners.
A recent Ukrainian attack at an oil depot in Russian-occupied Luhansk led to 18 separate fires, 3 deaths, and 8 injuries that the Moscow-appointed regional figurehead blamed on advanced U.S.-supplied missile systems. The BBC reports at least 50,000 dead Russian soldiers so far in Moscow's invasion.
VOA's Arash Arabasadi. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Sunday fighting was going on in a string of villages in northeastern Kharkiv region as Russian forces tried to press their drive across the border. Zelensky, speaking in his highly video or nightly video address, also noted fierce battles in various parts of the Donetsk region in the southeast. He said defensive battles were taking place along large sections of the border in Kharkiv, where Russian forces launched a major armored push on Friday. The season's first major wildfire spread to more than 12,000 hectares across western Canada on Sunday, as authorities issued an evacuation order for thousands of residents in British Columbia and warned of poor air quality across the country. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam.
Eyewitness video captured on Friday showed fire blocking a highway that connects Alberta to the Northwest Territories. Authorities in Alberta said 6 crews of firefighters, along with 13 helicopters and air tankers, were working to tame the fire on Sunday. They said the blaze had subdued but was expected to spread again as the temperatures soar. Meanwhile, Canada's Weather Service issued a special air quality statement extending from British Columbia to Ontario on Sunday. The federal government warned of another catastrophic wildfire season as it forecast higher than normal spring and summer temperatures, boosted by El Nino weather conditions.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. A study has found that fires being used as a weapon in Sudan destroyed more villages and towns in the country's west in April than any other month since the conflict began more than a year ago. Sudan witnesses a project run by the UK-based nonprofit Center for Information Resilience. It said Monday that 72 villages and settlements were either destroyed or damaged by fires last month alone, bringing the total number of settlements hit by fire in Sudan to 201 since the conflict began in mid-April of last year. The number of fires surged, particularly in the north and west of El Fasher, the capital city of North Darfur State. A study has found that, again, fires have been used as a weapon. And a strong earthquake has shaken the border of Mexico and Guatemala, driving frightened residents into the streets. Tremor struck just before 6 Sunday morning near the Mexican border, where a river by the same name divides the two countries. There were no immediate reports of damage, but more mountainous, remote parts of the border are prone to landslides. The earthquake had a preliminary magnitude of 6.4. Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll